So can you summarize some of the key data that were presented, and particularly how you think that will influence your own non-protocol algorithm?
For the standard upfront patients, you have to remember that these cancers grade differently. There's grade 1, 2, 3, 4. And we also know that they walk in the door with bad performance statuses and odd, bad things looking at them. LDH is sky high, or they've got liver metastases. So there are a variety of staging systems. The UCLA system is the one I like, with Ari Beldegren and Bob Figlin, but Motzer and the Sloan Kettering group have put one together, and Cleveland Clinic has put one together. Most commonly used is Bob Motzer's, because he put it together first. And it's good. It's simple. It works. And what you do is you basically take a patient. You don't worry about their grade. You say, is their kidney been out? Yes or no. How long ago was their kidney taken out? Was it more than a year ago or less than a year ago? Is their LDH up? Is their hemoglobin below normal? And is their calcium above 10? Oh, there's also in their performance status. If it's anything less than zero, that's it. And if you have three or more of those factors, they're poor risk. You take the good risk patients who have only one or two, zero or one of those factors. That means somebody who's had their kidney out, somebody whose hemoglobin, calcium, and LDH are normal, people who only have one site of disease, really feeling quite good. Those patients have a very good survival, and you could treat them with a relatively non-toxic, easily tolerated agent. Sutent, sorafenib are equally good, I think, although they haven't been compared yet. Sorafenib has been shown to extend life in second line. Sutent has now beat interferon in progression-free survival, but hasn't yet been reported as an overall survival, although we all believe it will be an overall survival advantage. Turning then to the idea of interferon and sorafenib, or interferon and Sutent, the SWA group this afternoon presented interferon and sorafenib and showed by Chris Ryan's paper about an 18 to 20% response rate. That's better than I would have expected, but not as good as sunitinib. Whether there's a difference there, it's probably just selection bias. The SWOG patients tend to be a little sicker and a little worse prognosis. So that would be what I would suggest for the good and intermediate risk, either a sorafenib or sunitinib drug. And we'll talk about how you select one or the other later.